You say that my satire was dark. You know why my satire was dark? Because reality was darker. Because we were like sitting there commending Israel for warning people before they bombed them. It's just like, what? This is satire. The fact that like they are killing people and they feel sad about it. And then I read about it. There's an expression in Hebrew called Yorim Vibushim. Have you heard about it? Yorim Vibushim. It literally translates to shooting and crying. And it's like, it refers to a group of media and books and movies in the Israeli media when the soldiers talk about how sad they are for shooting people. We see that in American movies there. It's not about the thousands of people they killed, but it's all about the mental health of the soldiers who pulled the trigger. And that's why you tell like, oh, we're killing civilians. It's unfortunate. What? What?
There are only so many times I can repeat that in wars, mistakes are sometimes made.
We have talked about the civilian casualties and how we don't want to see any more.
We are doing our utmost to make sure that there will be no unintended consequences and no civilian casualties.
And they guilt trip you. I'm sorry, I want to say one thing, because I'm sure they said, remember how many times did they bring up Dresden or Hiroshima? It's like, oh, you did it, so we can do it too.
When you fight Nazi Germany, you knew that there were many, many civilians got attacked from your attacks on German cities. Dresden was a symbol.
Aza ofechet le Dresden, ken, srifa mukhletet.
I don't want to go into history and remind you of Dresden.
No one asks what's going on in Dresden.
Donc, je dirais même que même Hiroshima.
So what's next? They enslave Palestinians, like what do you enslave black people?